For the children and even the grandchildren of American presidents, the White House is not just a place of pomp and politics. It's a place to play, to learn, to grow up. And unlike most kids, they have to do it all in the public eye. The Roosevelt family loved animals, and they had a menagerie of dogs, birds, guinea pigs, snakes, rabbits, badgers, a one-legged rooster, even a small bear named Jonathan Edwards. On one occasion, the kids maneuvered their pony, named Algonquin, into the White House elevator and brought it up to the second-floor residence. But it was 17-year-old Alice who really rattled the White House rafters and shook up her father, the president.
April 2nd, 1982. Argentine forces reclaim the long-disputed Falkland Islands. Margaret Thatcher strikes back, and war erupts in the South Atlantic. The Royal Navy is thought unbeatable, but Argentina presents a weapon that surprises the world.
Eons ago, we gazed at the stars and discovered patterns we call constellations, even coming to believe they might control our destiny. We watch the days turn to night and back to day, and seasons as they come and go, and called that pattern time.